Of all the arts, music is the one that makes the most frequent use of musical instruments. And nobody knows that better than Bob Dylan's crazy cousin, Rob Dylan. Now, for the first time on compact disc, Rob Dylan sings the world's greatest instrumental hits. Wayboot! Hear your favorite instrumental classics, as only Rob Dylan can sing them. Hawaii Five-O, do-do-do-do-do, Hawaii Five-O, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Rob Dylan's insane cousin Bob Dylan could never do this. Only Bob Dylan's insane cousin Rob Dylan could attempt an album of this magnitude. Walking the plank for his. The Hustle, The Pastoral Sympathy, Let There Be Drums, all your favorites are here. Star Wars. Theme from Rocky. Rob Dylan emerges from the shadow of Bob Dylan and forges his own identity as a relative of the immortal Bob Dylan. Get all-time great instrumental hits as sung by Bob Dylan's crazy cousin Rob Dylan now. Tequila! Tequila!
Hey gals, had it with the kids? Tired of cleaning SpaghettiOs off your silk blouse? Fed up with chauffeuring hyperactive mini bipeds to shopping malls and ending up spending 3 hours in Mr. Bulky's? Does your husband offer all the support of a fruit roll-up? Is romance these days limited to... What was that? Well, dump the kids at grandma's, lie to the old man, and enroll yourself in Ralph Mugbugger's more mature go-go guy daycare for moms. They're a little older, a little more sensitive, and their love handles are meant to be used for love. Ralph Mugbugger's more mature go-go guy daycare center for moms. Playing with dolls takes on a whole new meaning.
Hi, I'm Thruster, one of Ralph Mugbugger's more mature go-go guys. Join me for story time. A field trip to that special store in Council Bluffs. And don't forget, nap time.
Ralph Mugbugger, more mature go-go guy, daycare for moms. You won't care if hubby's late picking you up after work. Ralph Mugbugger's more mature go-go guy, daycare center for moms.
Speak again.
Ah, this is a mean farmer, and this week on the mean... Ah, this is the mean farmer, and this week on the mean farmer show... Here, you hold this end of the tripwire, and wait here, I'm gonna string the other end around this tree here, I'll hook it up to the super stench claymore, and... And now let's scatter some of these rotten meat chunks around. That'll attract the coyotes. Then we're going to hose down the dirt lane that runs to the main road, make that sucky mud that pulls those little shoes right off. Oh, yeah, then, here, scatter these tacks out there in the street, will you? Yeah. Let's hustle. We still got to hook the car battery up to the doorbell. Zap. Yeah, back to the house. Okay. And we'll slap Sally Struthers, Louise Mandrell, and Bloody Lucifer, the pit bulls. We'll slap them around a while till they're nice and frisky. And I'll put the frozen caramel apples in the bowl near the door. Ooh, watch your teeth there. That hurts. Oh, golly. Yeah, it's Halloween at the Mean Farmer Farm. Time for trick or treat. Trick or treat. And the annual battle of wits with grade schoolers. Oh, wait, somebody's at the door. How'd they get through? It's a clever bunch. Oh, hiya, kids. Trick or treat. Yeah. Cute costumes there, a witch, a ghost, and Al Cowlings. Oh, I'm sorry. That is you, Al. You're driving tonight, eh? Yeah, have a good one. Two-headed man, Bob Dole, Newt Gingrich. Ooh, that scares a farmer. No treat for you guys till I get my sugar beet support check. What are you supposed to be, kid, huh? Clown? Big red nose there and a... Oh, you're Bill Clinton, sorry. And a coyote there. That's a good... Oh, that's not a costume. You got one, huh? Oh, God. Well, don't fight everybody. Don't fight. Everybody gets a handful of bacon bits. Really, there's plenty for everybody. Whole handful of bacon bits for you and for you. Happy Halloween. Next week on the Mean Farmer Show, we'll head on out and check the tiger traps. See if we got any in there. 12-foot drop, usually the...
Speaker.
Now's our chance. Okay. Now's our chance. Okay, see if you can follow along here. Now's our chance. Canada, our so-called neighbor to the north, is on the verge of breaking up. Quebec may split off and form an independent division in the NHL. Now, how does this affect NAFTA, Canadian football, and Dan Aykroyd? Well, who cares? As Americans, this is our chance. Why allow President Clinton to send American troops to faraway Bosnia to keep the peace? Let's keep them right here in North America and let them do what armies are supposed to do. Not make peace, make war. Canada lies prostrate at our feet. Let's make our move now. We're the only superpower left. We can do what we want. Forget Bosnia. Let's start our own civil war, a civil war that we can win. And then within 100 days or so of American troops marching into Montreal, I promise a contract with Canada. Yeah. Plus, the whole thing could be commanded by General Powell, and, with him out of the way, I could be president. But that's just an idea, you understand. I have lots of ideas.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Another round over here.
Okay.
College football is on the air. It's the Coach Barry Sweatshirt Show. Hello again, everybody. I'm Yash Shafoimi, and here he is, the man who suspended a female student chess player for beating up his entire backfield, the coach of the Nebraska School of Mimes fighting Coach Barry Sweatshirt.
Hi, Yash. The national media is really on me for that one, but I'm willing to take the heat.
The national media pays you no attention whatsoever, Coach, and the chess team just ignored you, too.
Well, it wasn't fair, Yash. My mimes are trained to just pretend, but she was really fighting. She failed to enter into the illusion.
Coach, the incident never happened except in your imagination. It's another sleazy attempt to get your name mentioned by the fabulous Sports Tomato.
Oh, yeah.
Last week you were 1-6. That brings you to 10-41 for the year. Run through a few predictions.
Elizabeth City, 89. Hampton, 3. Bucknell, 56.
Stop right there. Stop. Just now do some games that someone might care about.
Sheesh. Oklahoma State, 99. Iowa State, 98. Missouri, 89. Oklahoma, nothing. Iowa, 4. Ohio State, 2.
Yeah. Now, how's it look for Kansas at Kansas State?
Kansas will play Colorado. Kansas State's played Nebraska. Nebraska's better, so I guess Kansas State should win 77-66.
Nebraska's success leads to KU's downfall. Speaking of which, how about Nebraska at Colorado?
Colorado's new coach is Paul Newman's son, Rick Newman, and I don't see how a spoiled sissy Hollywood brat can hope to coach college football. Nebraska wins 7-4.
It's Rick Neuheisel, not Newman, and if a spoiled sissy Hollywood brat can't coach, then... Oh, wait, I guess you're not a Hollywood brat.
What? What are you getting at?
This is Yasha Foymi reminding you, until next time, Elizabeth City 89, Hampton 3. Now forget that.
Spoiled sissy, Hollywood friend. Hey!
Hi, I'm Jerry Burb. Excuse me, this is the Man Minute. Today on the Man Minute, what? We're interrupting the Man Minute for a global emergency, but it's just a radio drama, not a real event, so we shouldn't panic? But my listeners are in the streets already! Ladies and gentlemen, we have an emergency situation developing. Please stand by for news.
This is Nestor Neat of the Nestor Neat News Network. Thousands, no, millions of spaceships are landing on Earth even as I speak. The teensy-tiny harbingers of doom, no two alike, are landing all over, covering the ground as far as the eye can see. Let me try to find out where the invaders are from. Okay? Got it. They appear to be coming from up there, in the sky. Perhaps from some planet on the other side of the universe. Mars, for instance. They haven't begun to slaughter us Earthlings yet, but when they do, I'll let you know this is Nestor Nate.
Thank you, Nestor. We're not quite sure what's happening, but it occurs to this reporter that Space Commander Weck would be a more appropriate character to appear in this drama than Nestor Nate. Wait, Nestor Nate has an update.
I never thought I'd see the day when I'd have to justify my participation in a staged news event, but here goes. The alien invaders have conquered the Earth. There, you have it. Most of humanity has been wiped out, and the few human beings that are left have been enslaved and transported back to the home planet, and now back to our studios.
We seem to be getting conflicting reports, as no one else is aware of any enslavement procedures being initiated. We'll try to get out of this plot development in a second, but I understand Nestor Neat has another report.
Okay, Nestor. Help! Help! I've been enslaved by aliens. Satisfy that kid?
Wait a minute. I'm getting something from our producer. What? Oh, finally!
I'm so cold, stupid Larry. Why does it always have to be so cold? Let's blow up the sun, that's it. Sending the solar inferno across the planet in waves, warming things up nicely, briefly, before eternal darkness and icy death settle in forever.
Space Commander Weck, Space Commander Weck, the Earth is being invaded by tiny white spaceships, no two alike. Oh. But it's just a radio drama and no one should panic. Only you can save us!
Earth is being invaded, we're doomed!
Don't panic.
Let's run!
No. There, I've activated an invisible force field. Earth is safe, and now you can deal with the evil invaders, Space Commander Weck. Space Commander Weck! Why are you lying on the floor? Where'd you get that big bump on your head?
Stupid Larry, space buddies, space buttesses, never run as fast as you can in blind panic when you're inside a teensy-tiny white spaceship, unlike any other, with real hard walls. No, wait, you should. I shouldn't. Rosebud.
And that's the Man Minute. I'm Jerry Burp. Excuse me. Thanks for tuning in. What was that? Rosebud. I don't get that reference. It was all very amusing except for that Rosebud.
Hello, this is the devil.
Yeah, I think that's about right.
It's a little bit less, just slightly less.
Go do it again.
Hello! That's about it. Hello! This is the devil! Satan, Lucifer, Beelzebub, the Lord of the Flies, King of Hell, Dark Order, as my mailman knows me, occupant. During this happy season of evil, please remember the spirits of darkness and I wish you a damned good time. Whether you're worshiping in a small country coven or a big city ziggurat, let's keep in mind that the Halloween spirit means more than just a sugar high for the kids. It represents the triumph of the underworld over goodness, the victory of the dark forces, and the reign of demons. What a happy thought. If only every day were Halloween, you can help make it so. Vote for the prayer in school amendment to the Constitution. Nothing like a satanic chant to start the school day. Well, enjoy your candy. See you at the apocalypse.
Other stations have extreme games that are really sports, jazzed up with odd twists and dangerous rules. Only station number H has the extreme games that are really games, starting tonight with Extreme Hide and Go Seek.
This is Lyle Fugwump at Extreme Hide and Go Seek in Decatur, Georgia. Little Jimmy Jones has climbed into the tank seconds ago. He should be finished counting to 10 by now. Yes. The turret is turning towards the sofa. Oh, yes, Timmy Jones was indeed behind the sofa and will now become it, assuming the paramedics can reassemble him. Now, while we wait, let's move over to Skip Mippendoomer in Bangor for Extreme Hopscotch.
Square 4 is the one guarded by Flame of American Gladiator fame, and it's proving quite a challenge for these six-year-olds.
And don't miss 1 second of Sweeps Month on Station Number H. That's Station Beatles H, as we present the Beatles Anthology. Sure, the Fab Four didn't want to get together again for another anthology, but who needs them when we have exclusive footage of the Brothers Four?
Don't you know it's gonna be all right?
Station Number H or Beatles Number H, only on Station Number H.
You say you want a revolution.
Hiya, miya, hiya. Life is a three-ring circus, ain't it? What with the kids' school and therapy sessions, your husband's parole hearing, you modern moms are always on the go. The last thing you need is more trips to make. So come to Circus Depot. All your circus supply needs in one superstore. Never run out of trapeze rosin again. Hundreds of three-foot big-top tent stakes. New fall-apart clown jalopies, each with 47 airbags, 3-gallon manure scoops, teeter boards, and this week only, special prices on Wheels of Death. Motorcycles not included. Circus Depot brings all the finest in circus supplies together for your convenience. Our billion-dollar buying power saves you big bucks. High wire, 50 cents a foot. Big cat cages on sale. Hoops for every size dog, pony, or bear to jump through. And unicycles... You bet! Come to Circus Depot, and you'll never pay too much for stilts again! Circus Depot, next to the Camel Dung Mall in convenient Toomerville subdivision.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
110.
Hi, this is Dickie Schmooze, and listen,
Nursing homes deregulated. Medicare slashed. Funding cut off for lobbying groups. They're making it really, really hard to be old and giving shysters and swindlers the opportunity to prey on the elderly by offering a quick fix to their sudden conundrum. But you can avoid all that by winning $1 million in the Diggy Schmooze Golden Agers Lottery. Just $100 gets you one ticket for the biggest lottery for old people ever. Just imagine how your odds increase if you buy 50 or 100 tickets. And listen to this. Each ticket has a picture of either Lawrence Welk or Mickey Dolenz, the old people's favorites. Get your tickets now. Send cash to Diggy Schmooze Golden Agers Lottery. Must be 65 or older to enter. Box 1, Pat Robertson, Guatemala.